On 19 August, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine received new confirmations that the Russian occupiers are preparing provocations in the territory of the Zaporizhzhia Nuclear Power Plant, ZNPP. In particular, licensed personnel, who perform their functions based on a license issued by the State Nuclear Regulatory Inspectorate of Ukraine, are ordered to stay at home. A small part of operational personnel will be allowed in the territory of the plant, reads the statement of the Chief Directorate of Intelligence. The intelligence officers note that the representatives of Russia's State Atomic Energy Corporation, Rosatom, did not attend the 18 August evening meeting of the ZNPP management, although Rosatom employees were always present at all such meetings since the occupation. At this moment, they have left the territory of the ZNPP. Considering the number of weapons currently placed in the territory of the nuclear plant, as well as repeated provocative strikes, there is a high probability of a large-scale terrorist attack at the nuclear facility. At yesterday's meeting with President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky and President of Turkey Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Lviv, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated that he was gravely concerned by the military actions near the Zaporizhzhia NPP in the south of Ukraine. Any potential damage to Zaporizhzhia is a suicide, he noted. In turn, Erdogan told reporters that he was concerned about the danger of another Chernobyl disaster at the nuclear power plant. Natalia Tolib.